if you were to help give a little bit more guidance for your students, then they can use some technologies by another order of magnitude of efficiency than they probably would be doing on their own without your guidance. It turns out that spaced repetition is so important for learning, and there's thousands of academic studies showing this, that it eats almost every other study technique for breakfast. But we still have trouble implementing it optimally in our curriculum because it tends to be cumbersome. It tends to be a pain in the butt to get it just right. Until recently, the concept of adaptive flashcards, of which now there are many types of apps and forms of flashcards, media of learning, but where they implement spaced repetition by combining these three key concepts of active recall. So asking the learner early and often, how do you say that again? How do you describe that again? It doesn't have to be just vocab. It could be describe the causes of World War I again. Why did that happen? It could be, you know, a gymnastics move, whatever it is. They have to really think of it from scratch. How do I do this? How do I say this? Then ask themselves, how well did I know this? Right? Maybe those of you who are fluent in Spanish, or maybe had lived in Panama and worked on a government contracting project, you knew it probably perfectly. And so you'd say, yeah, I knew that. I don't need to see that again. But maybe others that are out there were like, I didn't know that. Show me again in 30 seconds because I don't know. So using your self-reflection, which is itself an important factor in helping you remember, even if it wasn't used, if you just are reflecting, how well do I know it? That helps a lot. But applying that knowledge of how well you knew something to determine how soon it's going to appear again is the trifecta for optimizing your learning. And so you see in these advanced spaced repetition algorithms, like you might see in SuperMemo or Anki or Brainscape, where you have a 5 confidence rating, right? It's not just did I know it or I didn't know it, right? Thumbs up, thumbs down. But what has historically been called the Leitner box method of 5 confidence levels, this gives you a finer level of control over exactly, you know, when that optimal interval of repetition is going to be, such that, you know, over time, the benefits end up compounding so much that even in just a short study, right? This is just, you know, for one quiz that has been done in various experiments, you can more than double the efficiency of study time, meaning you have to study less than half of the amount of time to get the same grade, or conversely, with the same amount of study time, you can more than double your improvements of learning just by spreading it out over time rather than, you know, cramming it all at once, let's say the day or two before the test. This is such a powerful tool. We tell our students all the time, don't cram, spread it out over time, but there's just not a really convenient tool. And what happens is that the delta between not using spaced repetition versus using it, right? If you're just using paper notes, you're reviewing them, you're reading flashcards, versus if you're using, you know, a very efficient tool, you know, like Brainscape, over the, not just that week, but over the months or years, especially if it's something like, you know, nursing or law or medicine that you really have years of compounding knowledge, you're just at such a disadvantage from the people who are using such a tool and repeating every concept in exactly that interval just before they were otherwise going to forget it, and not wasting time reviewing things more often than that or less often than that they would have otherwise forgotten it. And this problem here of leveling the playing field of all these people who are forgetting is the problem that we're trying to solve here at Brainscape. So this is an interface of a Brainscape mobile app. If you happen to be studying, for example, for the NCLEX pharmacology, like a lot of other apps, you can click on an individual deck and study that deck with spaced repetition. You can see the color-coded progress graph, right? So you can see the number of low confidence items, the ones, versus very high confidence items, the greens and blues. One of the things that Brainscape does differently that I don't believe others do is what we call this progressive mode. So you can see what's checked here. If I click study, it's gonna start showing me flashcards from wherever I'm up to, it could be the second deck, the fifth deck. You can see I'm here's sort of the fringe of where I haven't seen these cards. They're still gray. I haven't seen them yet. But it can still be repeating concepts from earlier decks based on what my confidence level is. So even if I rated something, let's say a 4 out of 5 confidence weeks ago or, you know, whatever, it still might show up in my studies even as I'm studying the new things. So you're perfectly optimizing your learning and really making sure that you're just building upon the knowledge rather than forgetting it and then having to relearn it again when you happen to go back to that one deck. So you can have across all the different devices that your students might be using, any combination of students creating flashcards collaboratively, you as the instructor can create them, or you could work with your TA, you could work with us, Brainscape, or a publisher. You could find the great content already on Brainscape's marketplace if we do have the content via another publisher or via other educators. Doesn't matter where the content comes from. You're giving your students a way to make studying so much more painless by just tapping a button, study button, and knowing that exactly the right concepts are going to come up at exactly the right time, to the point where you can legitimately tell your students, hey, part of your participation grade is just study 5 minutes every day in Brainscape, or study for, you know, on 30 different unique days this semester, so that you're spreading over time. And you as the instructor can go ahead and look at this learners tab and see for each student, not only how much they've mastered, but how many unique days have they studied on, right? How have they distributed their studying over time? How much total time that they've spent studying, and then, you know, what percentage of the actual cards have they seen, and, you know, how many individual card views that they've had. Now, in addition to, of course, being able to adjust their permissions if you want to give some of them edit rights or anything like that. With this ability to help your students plan ahead and spread their studying over time, you can legitimately know that you can give your students a pop cumulative quiz on any day, not a pop test or a pop quiz, a pop cumulative quiz, because anything that they've studied before might have still been popping up in their ongoing studies, so that they're always ready at the fringe of their knowledge, never forgetting anything that they've learned before, and therefore helping to build a thread of learning from K-12 all the way, you know, as they grow through your program and beyond. If you're in, you know, we have a lot of corporate training users out there. Maybe, you know, they started using Brainscape for onboarding, but those onboarding concepts, right? How are we different than our competitors? What are the indications of this drug that we're trying to sell? Who are the key people at the company, or what are the company values that we should know about? Even if, you know, a year or two later, they're going to be studying another concept for your company, those key onboarding concepts are still going to come up. So you're building a whole thread across your learning. This is why Brainscape has become so popular for so many users. But again, we're not the only ones. There's Anki, there's Remnote, there's Note, there's Quizlet, which is a little bit more for kind of K-12 and not as much spaced repetition, but a lot of stuff up there. I think there's really, you know, a growing movement to using the power of spaced repetition, understanding that the cognitive science of active recall and retrieval practice can be combined with constructivist learning concepts so seamlessly to actually retain knowledge that is learned constructively, that you end up creating a future for yourself where your course material is sticking better than it ever has before, and where your students are thanking you because they are less stressed, because they have the confidence that the material that you've taught is now part of them, not just something that they crammed for, but they are one with their knowledge, and they will remember this feeling and be coming back years later saying that you or your instructors were among the greatest educators that they ever had.